John in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi there. I get spots sometimes. I've had them in my bedroom, and I got one out in my bathroom, and they're right where the ceiling and the wall meet. And I'm not sure if it's just a condensation thing or mold, or really how to correct the problem so I don't continue to get those.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's where you have nails that go through the drywall?
Well, you know, one of them looks like it possibly could be. I like there's a fastener.
Because what happens is, you know, sometimes where you get the nail that goes through the wall, that's a little bit colder than the wall surface to the left or right of it. So you get more condensation there, and then any dirt that's in the air will stick there, and it can cause it to sort of darken over time. It's not necessarily a problem, but it is not that unusual.
Okay, so how do you correct it? You just get rid of the stain and hope it doesn't come back?
Yeah, what you want to do is you want to clean it. I would spray it down with a soapy water solution. You could spray it down with a bleach and water solution. And then you want to touch up paint that area. But if it's a matter of, if you had more insulation that you could put in above the ceiling in that area, that would cut down the temperature differential issue and make sure it doesn't collect dirt quite as readily next time. But generally, it's sort of a maintenance issue. You see this in houses a lot where sometimes you don't have enough insulation, and you can actually see each and every ceiling joist sometimes in the house. We call that ghosting. But what it really is where you have the joist is a little colder on the ceiling surface. So as air moves around the interior of the room, you know, the dirt, so to speak, starts to stick there and darken that space. So sometimes you see spots or you see streaks as a result of not having enough insulation.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.